Get out from under the doona. That was Malcolm Turnbull's taunt to Bill Shorten and Labor yesterday, highlighting their refusal to support changes to the GST. But the debate over tax reform is starting to shift, and the Prime Minister was forced to give his strongest assurances so far that a higher or broader GST would not leave lower-income earners worse off.
It is pretty obvious that if you were to increase the GST without any compensation, without any other arrangements, households on lower incomes would be disadvantaged. That's why it would never be done. That's why it wasn't done in the past.
Member for Griffith.
That's why it's inconceivable.
But Labor was not to be silenced, spending question time warning of higher prices for food, health, education and financial services. And perhaps the most memorable moment in question time yesterday, Labor frontbencher Joel Fitzgibbon invoking the Coalition's own scare campaign against the carbon tax.
Minister, how much will a lamb roast cost?
Some hilarity in question time yesterday. Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So Malcolm Turnbull telling the Parliament fairness would be, quote, a fundamental design requirement underpinning any tax reform. And as we heard there, he said a GST increase without compensation, inconceivable. He's clearly trying to calm the nerves on the Coalition backbench and perhaps more broadly, too, about the government's plans for tax reform.
Yes, he is, and it's certainly sunk in that fairness has got to be the message, and of course you've got to demonstrate this, Fran, and I think that's why today it's quite interesting to see the lead story in the Australian newspaper that Turnbull is looking very closely at what to do with superannuation. It's clear that you can talk fairness, but unless you deliver fairness, I don't think the electorate will wear it or cop it, and of course we have a living example of that in the Coalition's first budget back in 2014.
Let's talk about that story in the front of the Oz. The government's turning its focus to reforming concessional taxes on super. It says it's taking a close look at a recent proposal from Deloitte Access Economics to reduce the contributions tax by 15% from a worker's income tax rate. So everyone gets a 15% lowering rather than a flat 15%.
Yeah.
If super and putting fairness into the super system is a starting point, and I think it would have to be putting something in for very low income earners too to help them. Do you think that would help nullify the impact of a GST or certainly back up Malcolm Turnbull's insistence that anything they do will be fair?
Well, yes, I do, but you're still left with the fact that a GST, and there's been any number of models now put out there, does hit low by definition low income workers and people on no incomes even harder than people on higher incomes, and that's always going to be the difficulty. Don't forget there are 2.5 million Australians now on the $18,200 income tax threshold. How do you compensate them? They're not paying tax, and yet they're going to be hit every time they buy a good or a service.
Well, that's true. In the super system, you'd have to reinstate that low-income earners' super subsidy that Labor had as part of the mining tax package that the government's dumped. But you'd have to compensate. I mean, it's not beyond, Malcolm Turnbull made this point, but we've seen it too, it's not beyond governments to compensate low-income earners for new taxes.
Well, it's not, and I think part of the strategy really in the conversation that we're now having on tax basically is to sell the message to all of us, really, even though the government is saying the overall take won't rise and all the rest of it, is that we probably all need to pay some more taxes, but have to do it in a way that makes sure that the burden is somehow spread more fairly. And I think that, in all honesty, that's where the debate has got to go. And, of course, that then does open, in a political sense, the ability for the opposition to point out the negatives, because there are always going to be negatives.
Yeah, for sure. Paul, obviously another big story occurring for the government, for all of us really overnight, is the trouble in the Christmas Island detention centre. We understand the send-off's continuing, but there are mixed reports on this. Some parts of the centre have definitely been brought under control. Let's hear a little bit from the Minister for Immigration, Peter Dutton, speaking just a short time ago to David Kosh on Channel 7.
Well, the reinforcements have arrived and they're in the centre at the moment, so there's an operation underway, and I think some of the compounds have been settled, and the police obviously is still doing their work.
This was a pretty serious situation. Guards told to evacuate, so basically the detainees just ran the place for what, 12, 24 hours?
Yeah, well, look, as you see in a detention centre here on the mainland, or indeed in a jail, the authorities will make a decision about whether or not an incident is safe for the staff to enter into, whether or not the appropriate course of action is to retreat and contain the situation until reinforcements can arrive. There'll be a report, and we'll look at what went wrong and this sort of behaviour. These people have been involved in serious crimes in the first place, and it's a difficult situation for guards to keep control of a detention centre like this, but we'll provide additional support if that's what is deemed to be appropriate.
Okay, military? Going to send up the military?
No, not the military.
That's the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton speaking a short time ago on Channel 7. And Paul, talking there about, you know, convicted criminals, or some of those held there in Christmas Island have been convicted of serious crimes. So he's talking about the safety of the staff, but the safety of the inmates was a real issue. We've all heard some of those calls from people inside the detention centre, really anxious about what was going on because there was no staff to protect them. And then this goes to the point we haven't really been able to find out what's going on there. Transparency remains an issue.
Well, it does, but it's now clear that Christmas Island has gone from being a detention centre to a jail, and it does seem that in turning it into a jail with hardened criminals there, the government hasn't provided the resources needed for a secure, safe jail. The other thing that plays on my mind just a little bit, Fran, is I'd like to know how many asylum seekers or people in indefinite detention are still on Christmas Island, because it does point up another area of neglect in terms of human rights for people who are doing no more than seeking our protection. How vulnerable have they been to these criminals, and the fact that not enough has been put in place to contain them?
Yeah, some of them very scared. Just briefly, Paul, we don't have much time yet, but another news poll, another good reading for the Turnbull government.
Yes, this is the third news poll, which is with the trajectory going up for Malcolm Turnbull and the government, and down for Bill Shorten and the opposition. And as long as this poll particularly, but all the other polls show this, then the nerves on the backbench about tax talk will be put on the back burner.
Well, the honeymoon continues. Paul, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor for the 10 Network.